Well, again, it is a great privilege for me to be here with you.
能够来到大家当中，实在是一个特权。
I am very grateful for the invitations that have come.
能够受到邀请，我感到非常的感恩。
Now, I'd like to ask you this morning to consider again with me the topic of marriage.
今天早上我们一同来思想婚姻这个题目。
When I was here last, I began to look at this subject from a biblical perspective.
上次我来这里的时候，我试图从圣经的角度来看这个题目。
Sometimes we can consider Christianity as being merely looking at Jesus.
有的时候我们以为基督的信仰仅仅就是来看耶稣基督。
And as has been said, it's important. Christ is central, is the heart of our relationship with God.
确实呢，耶稣基督是我们跟神关系的中心，这个一点都不错。
But when the apostle Paul spoke about so great a salvation,
当使徒保罗讲到救恩的伟大的时候
，in Ephesians chapter 1,
在以弗所书第一章
，he went on later in that book to describe what that salvation should look like in the lives of those who are saved.
在以弗所书的后面，他继续讲到说，这个救恩在我们信徒的身上是如何。
After telling us all that God had done through Christ and by His Spirit to save sinners，
在他讲过神借着圣灵在拯救了这些圣徒之后
，He then begins in chapter 4 of his epistle to describe the life of the Christian。
那么在第四章，他就讲到我们基督徒的生活。
And in chapter 5 is an entire chapter given to the family.
第五章整章都是讲到家庭。
Dominantly focused upon the husband and the wife.
重点呢是讲到丈夫和妻子。
And so marriage is a very important part of our Christian life.
在基督徒的生活中，婚姻是一个重要的部分。
God did not leave marriage just to man for man to figure out.
神不是说让，只是让男人来明白婚姻是怎么一回事。
So, I'm speaking on marriage because of its importance to our Christian testimony.
我讲婚姻这个题目是因为婚姻对我们基督徒的见证非常的重要。
God designed marriage from the beginning to be between one man and one woman for life.
神从起初就定义婚姻是一个男人和一个女人一生的事。
And he designed marriage to be something which flourishes and which is a blessing to those who are married.
婚姻是神对人的祝福。
I used the illustration of chewing gum.
我用了一个比喻，就是口香糖。
You can chew a piece of gum.And you can chew it over and over and over again.
你可以拿一块口香糖放在嘴里面一直的嚼。
You could put it on your bedpost at night.
你可以放在床头晚上。
And pick it up in the morning and start again.
早上起来继续嚼。
And you could do this day after day after day.
你可以日复一日的这样做。
And every day it acts and looks like gum.
每天早上看，每天你每这个口香糖每天看着都是一样的。
But there's no flavor left.
但是却没有味道。
And similarly, our marriages can be like that.
我们的婚姻也可能变成如此。
They act like marriage, they look like marriages, but there's no flavor left.
这样的婚姻看上去就是好像是婚姻，就是婚姻，但是却没有任何的味道。
But God has designed marriage to flourish.
但是神设计的婚姻是要能够丰盛。
God desires that husbands should nourish and cherish their wives.
神要丈夫能够保养顾惜他的妻子。
God has designed that wives should encourage and strengthen their husbands.
而在神的设计里面，妻子则是要帮助丈夫，是让丈夫能够更加有力量。
Through submission and respect.
借着顺服，借着敬重丈夫。
Everything in the Christian life.
在基督徒生活的每一件事。
is empowered by grace.
都是靠着恩典的力量。
Grace from God through Christ to us.
是神借着基督给我们这样的恩典。
And so Peter tells Christians that we are to grow in grace.
所以彼得告诉我们说我们要在恩典里面长进。
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在我们认识主和救主耶稣基督的事上。
And so we should do in our marriages.
所以我们要有婚姻。
We should be growing in grace.
我们要在恩典里面长进。
Now some of you are single.
我们当中一些人还是单身。
Or maybe you're a widow or a widower.
或者呢，你已经丧失了配偶。
And you're saying, okay, what does that have to do with me?
那么你说,这个跟我有什么关系?
Well, if you're not married and you're young, you may be married.
如果你很年轻,还没有结婚,但是有一天你会结婚。
And this is what you should aim for as a Christian.
作为一个基督徒,这是你的目标。
And if you're a widower or widow, then you know what it is to be married.
那么如果你已经丧失了配偶,你就知道婚姻是怎样的。
And so you ought to be encouraging those who are behind you in this way.
那你要再鼓励你后面的人。
But there are many reasons for the need to work for to make our marriages flourish.
有很多的原因让我们知道呢，在婚姻当中我们是需要努力的。
And this is all by way of review from things we saw last time.
这就是我刚才我讲的都是上次的内容。
There are many distractions in life.
在我们生命当中有很多让我们分心的事。
There are many possibilities of division in our hearts.
我们心灵与心灵之间可能会有很多的区别。
There are many differences between spouses.
在配偶之间可能有很多的差别。
There is the inevitability, the reality of change.
也还有呢，我们很难改变自己。
And so distractions can lead to neglect.
那么我们的，当我们分心的事，可能让我们呢就彼此忽略。
Divisions can result in jealousy or suspicion.
我们的区别可能让我们造成我们的嫉妒和怀疑。
Differences can produce tension.
我们之间的不同可能造成我们关系紧张。
And changes can result in misunderstanding.
那我们的改变可能给人带来误解。
And all of this can lead to a couple drifting apart.
结果呢，造成夫妻之间渐行渐远。
So my message is entitled Drawing Closer or Drifting Apart.
所以我的题目是渐行渐近亦或渐行渐远。
Which of them describes your marriage?
你的婚姻是如何呢?
Are you working at drawing closer and closer?
你是不是努力使你们的婚姻越来越亲近?
Or are you drifting apart?
还是你们渐行渐远?
We looked at last time some presumed exemptions.
上次我们看到了一些假设。
And faulty excuses.
以及呢, 虚假的借口。
But the Bible doesn't give any excuses.
但圣经里面没有给我们任何借口。
No exemptions.
没有例外。
If you're married, you need to work at having your marriage flourish.
如果你已经结婚了, 你要努力使你的婚姻更加的丰富。
And my final two applications last time,
上次我最后两个应用点,
were if you are to grow in your marriage,
如果你要在婚姻里面长进,
You must grow in Christ likeness.
你要越来越像基督。
The closer you get to Christ,
你离基督越靠近,
The closer you draw toward your Christian spouse.
你跟你的基督徒的配偶就更加的亲近。
And we must do this with the help of the Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的帮助。
Now I want to look first of all this morning at some key passages about love.
今天早上我们要看到关于爱的一些关键的经文。
For we all know that love is central to any kind of marriage.
我们知道在任何的婚姻里面爱是最基本的。
Husbands are to love their wives.
做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
Wives also should love their husbands.
做妻子的要爱你们的丈夫。
But now the passages I'm going to look at don't actually speak about marriage.
我们要看的经文不是特别讲到婚姻的。
But they speak about how Christian brothers should dwell together.
而是讲到基督徒弟兄姐妹如何和睦同居。
Now, if love is supposed to mark the body of Christ as we dwell together,
如果弟兄姐妹住在一起的时候, 爱是那个标记的话,
in that intimate relationship called the body of Christ,
在耶稣基督身体的这个亲密的关系里面,
then how much more should love mark a Christian couple?
那么一对基督徒的夫妻呢, 爱又是何等重要的标记?
For you are not just any two brethren, you are husband and wife.
你们彼此之间不单单是一般的弟兄姐妹，你们乃是丈夫和妻子。
And so I would ask you to look with me at Colossians chapter 3.
所以我们一起来看哥罗西书第三章。
And in particular, there are many things that could be said here. Start with Colossians 3, but I'll just begin reading at verse 1.
我们从哥罗西书第三章第一节开始。
If then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督在神的右边。
Set your mind on things above, not on the things that are of the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our love, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Notice that Paul is focusing our attentions upon the person and work of Jesus Christ. He has been raised and we are to have our focus upon him. When he died, we died in him. And Christ is our life. We're looking for his return. In light of that, Paul then says in verse 5,
然后保罗在第五节继续说,
Therefore consider the members of your earthly body as dead, and he mentions several sins, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which amounts to idolatry.
所以你们要致死你们在地上的肢体，然后他讲到一些罪恶，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
He goes on to describe some other sins.
然后他又讲到其他的一些罪,
that mark many unbelievers.
就是很多不信的人身上的罪。
But in verse 10,
在第十节, 他又说,
that for us, we have put on the new self who is being renewed in a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created us.
又穿上了新人, 这新人在知识上渐渐更新, 正如造他主的形象。
We are different because of the work of God in us.
因为神在我们里面的工作, 我们是不同的。
He goes on then in verses 12 and following.
然后他继续说, 在第十二节开始。
To speak about the blessings and the realities of being a Christian.
讲到成为基督徒的现实和祝福。
We're chosen, holy, beloved.
我们是神的选民，是圣洁，是蒙爱的。
He mentions a number of graces in verses 12 and 13.
在十二节、十三节，他又讲到诸多的恩典。
But then notice especially verse 14.
特别是第十四节。
Beyond all these, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外,要存着爱心,爱心就是联络全德的。
This is one of those key passages. If we are to have unity, there must be love.
这是关键的一节,如果我们要合一的话,必须有爱。
This is not just something that I think is good for marriage.
这不是单单我觉得,我认为爱对婚姻的重要。
This is not something sociologists think is good for marriage.
这不单单是从神学的道理上来讲, 爱, 婚姻需要爱。
God says if there's to be unity among his people,
神说在他的子民当中要合一,
those who have been united to Jesus Christ and are saved by him,
被耶稣基督所拯救,要在基督里与他合一的,
those who are being transformed into his image,
被变成他的形象的,
they are to be marked by love, which is that glue that bonds them together.
必须要彰显出爱, 这个爱呢,
this is a key passage then for us if we want to have unity in our marriage. But just because Jesus has done so much in us and for us,
耶稣基督为我们做了这些,
does not mean that love will be automatic. It's something we need to work at. So turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1.
让我们来看彼得后书第二章。
Again, similar to what is written in Colossians,
跟哥罗西书很像。
We see in verses 2 through 4 the power, then the source of the power to live the Christian life.
讲到呢,我们 让我们能够有基督徒生活的泉源和重力。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 2. Oh, 2 Peter.
彼得后书第二章第二节。
Peter 1, verse 2, sorry.
第一章第二节,愿恩惠平安,因你们认识神和我们主耶稣基督多多地加给你们。
Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们, 皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Verse 4.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们, 叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏, 就得与神的性情有份。
So here's grace and peace and comes through knowledge, power to help us to live the Christian life.
讲到恩典,讲到他的恩典,讲到平安,让我们能够有基督徒的生活。
And then gracious and wonderful, magnificent promises to guide and to encourage us.
以及呢,他极大的应许来激励我们。
What should be the result? Verse 5.
第五节告诉我们说,结果又如何呢?
Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence.
又因着缘故,你们要分外的殷勤,有了信心,又要加上德行。
And then he gives a list of graces that ought to mark the Christian.
然后呢,又讲到我们基督徒所特有的恩典。
And that list ends in verse 7 with the word love.
这一连串的恩典,最终的落脚点就是爱。
So even though Jesus Christ has done so much for us,
虽然耶稣基督为我们做了这许多,
it ought to be, it still requires, he still requires of us that we be diligent in applying these things and living them out.
他还激励我们要殷勤, 让我们能够因此呢, 能够最后能够被他改变。
We must give effort
in
order to produce moral excellence.
使我们能够有德行。
That phrase, moral excellence, is a very rich phrase.
那么他讲到德行这个词是一个非常丰富的词。
It speaks of that which is worthy of praise.
是讲到呢,这是值得颂扬的一个德行。
That which draws your attention.
能够让引起你的,能够注意。
That which encourages you to want to imitate it.
激励你也希望有这样的德行。
You see, the Christian life and the Christian marriage, brethren,
基督徒的生活, 基督徒的婚姻,
needs to be so different from the world.
跟这个世界要完全不同。
so rich and flourishing in love,
在爱里面是非常的丰富,
that everybody in the world who looks at you says, wow, I want what they have.
赏世界上的每一个人看到你的婚姻的时候都说我也想要这样的婚姻。
People in the world are looking for love.
世界上的人在寻找爱。
They're looking for acceptance.
他们在看有没有不同。
They're looking for fulfillment.
他们在寻找满足。
Because that's what God has made us to be and to do.
因为神把我们造成如此。
But it can only be found in Christ.
但是这些只能在基督里面找到。
And in our marriages, that should be reflected.
在我们的婚姻中反映出来。
That should come out in the way that we love one another.
在我们彼此相爱当中显明出来。
Now there's two passages, apart from the Colossians and 2 Peter passage,
除了哥罗西书和彼得后书之外,
which especially address this matter of love.
还有经文呢,特别讲到爱这件事。
God gives us two wonderful descriptions of what love should look like.
神给我们两节非常好的经文讲到爱是如何。
And I think if I asked you, what is the love chapter?
如果我问大家,哪一章是爱的诗篇?
Most of you would come up with 1 Corinthians 13.
大多数人会讲到说哥林多前书第13章。
Now I am not going to expound 1 Corinthians 13.
但是今天我不会讲到哥林多前书13章。
I'll just read verses 4 through 7, make a couple of comments.
我只讲第四节到第七节, 然后稍微提一点。
1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4 says, Love is patient, love is kind, and love is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant.
13章第四节说, 爱是恒久忍耐,又有恩慈,爱是不嫉妒,爱是不自夸,爱是不张狂。
In verse 5, it does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不做害羞的事, 不求自己的益处, 不轻易发怒, 不计算人的恶。
It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
凡事包容, 凡事相信, 凡事盼望, 凡事忍耐。
And the first phrase of verse 8, love never fails.
第八节的第一段说, 爱是永不止息。
Is that what your marriage looks like?
你的婚姻是否如此?
Is that the way your relationship to your wife
你跟你妻子的关系是不是如此?
Is described?
是这样吗?
Does this describe your relationship to your husband?
这是不是你跟你丈夫的关系?
Now, I'll remind you, 1 Corinthians 13 isn't talking about marriage.
我要提醒大家,哥林多前书13章不是讲到婚姻。
In 1 Corinthians, it's talking about the body of Christ.
那是讲到耶稣基督的身体。
So don't go to sleep out there.
所以大家不要留神。
Whether you're married or not married, this applies to the way you relate to the brethren around you.
不管你结婚没有,你跟你周围的弟兄是有关系的。
There are at least four words in here that talk about pain.
讲到痛苦,
it talks about bearing all things.
讲到凡事忍耐,
enduring all things.
要凡事包容,
it talks about in verse 4, love being patient.
第四节讲到说, 爱是恒久忍耐。
Another English word for patient is long suffering.
英文里面另外一个词讲到忍耐就是长久受苦。
And it also speaks in verse 5 of not being provoked.
或者第五节讲到说不轻易发怒。
So what does that tell you about love?
就告诉我们爱是什么呢?
It tells you that love exists in an environment where you're going to be hurt sometimes.
他讲到爱是在一个你容易被受伤的环境里面。
And that love doesn't give up because of that.
但是呢,不因为这个环境,爱就放弃了。
It is one of the most sad statistics in our culture today.
在我们今天文化里面有一个非常令人痛心的统计。
That Christian marriages end in divorce as often as worldly marriages.
基督徒婚姻的离婚率跟着世界上是非常接近的。
That should not be.
不应该如此。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
So brother, this is something we need in our marriages.
我们在婚姻当中需要爱。
The other passage is Romans chapter 12.
另外一节经文是罗马书第12章。
This also speaks of how brethren relate to one another.
这里面也讲到弟兄之间的关系。
But I'm going to extend that to the application to husbands and wives loving one another.
但是我也把这些经文扩充到夫妻之间的彼此相爱。
Please follow along, verse 9 to verse 21.
从第9节到第12节。
Love is without hypocrisy.
爱人不可虚假。
Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
恶要厌恶, 善要亲近。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热, 恭敬人要彼此退让。
Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
殷勤不可懒惰, 要心里火热, 常常服侍主。
Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer.
在指望中要喜乐, 在患难中要忍耐, 祷告, 要恒切。
Contributing to the needs of the saints and practicing hospitality.
圣徒缺乏, 要彼此帮补, 客要一味地款待。
Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse.
逼迫你们的, 要给他们祝福, 只要祝福, 不可咒诅。
Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
与喜乐的人同乐, 与哀哭的人同哭。
Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation.
要彼此同心, 不要志高气大, 不要志气高大, 倒要扶救卑微的人, 不要自以为聪明。
Never pay back evil for evil to anyone, and especially your spouse.
不要以恶报恶, 不要对任何人如此, 特别不要对你的
Respect what is right in the sight of all men.
众人以为美的事要留心去做。
If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
若要能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着主说，伸冤待我，我必报应。
But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head.
所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃, 若渴了就给他喝, 因为你这样行就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
你不可为恶所胜, 反要以善胜恶。
Some of you may say, well, how does that apply to marriage?
也许我们当中有些人会问, 这跟我们婚姻有什么关系?
I'm just going to tell you to go meditate on this passage and pray over it.
我就希望你能够默想并且为这些经文祷告。
I have seen these kinds of sins in marriages.
我在婚姻里面看到这样的罪。
Where husbands or wives are overcome by evil rather than overcoming evil with good.
夫妻之间乃是以恶报恶而不是呢以善报恶。
Where one spouse is proud of what they know and looks down upon the other one.
婚姻中, 夫妻当中的一方, 因着他所知道的而骄傲而轻看另外一方。
Rather than preferring one another in honor.
而不是呢, 彼此的尊重。
These are graces that need to be in our marriages.
这是我们婚姻当中所需要的恩典。
Those are some key passages with regard to love.
这是讲到爱的一些关键的经文。
Now before I get into the points I want to address, I have two more points I need to make this morning.
在我讲到我所要讲的之前呢, 今天早上我还有两点要先说一说。
If we want our marriages to flourish,
如果我们希望我们的婚姻能够, 更加的丰盛,
we need to recognize that things change.
我们需要知道, 事情在改变。
Some things may have already changed.
有些事情已经改变了。
Since you got married.
自从你结婚以后。
Or they will yet change.
或者将要被改变。
We change.
我们改变了。
We live in a changing world.
我们也活在一个改变的世界。
The things that used to make your spouse happy may not make them happy anymore.
那些让你的配偶能够愉悦的事情可能已经不再使他们愉悦了。
Food that you once liked and was special to you, you may not like anymore.
过去你所喜欢的特别的食物，现在也许你不喜欢了。
Activities that you used to do for joy, you may not be able to do anymore.
你所喜欢的做的那些活动，也许现在不能够，你现在已经不喜欢做了。
I'll just use one example.
举一个例子。
Some of us used to like to play sports.
我们当中有些人过去喜欢参与体育活动。
Basketball, volleyball, softball.
篮球、排球、垒球。
But now we only like watching sports.
现在我们只喜欢做壁上课了。
Because the court got longer.
因为我们觉得球场变大了。
Or the activity became more stressful. We got older, right?
也许这些活动变得更加吃力了。
And so what makes us happy has changed.
所以呢，让我们高兴的事会改变的。
Also, the things that make us fearful change.
让我们惧怕的事也会改变。
That may have changed already because there may have been some tragic accident in your life.
也许呢，因为我们经历当中的一些悲剧已经发生，让我们已经改变了。
A close relationship may have come to an end.
也许过去很亲密的关系现在破裂了。
There may be pleasant things that change that make you fearful.
也许让我们过去开心的事情现在变成让我们惧怕了。
When my children, I remember when I was fearful whether my children were going to have a diaper rash.
我过去呢曾经害怕我的孩子因为尿布而有得了湿疹。
Now with a wedding coming, I'm wondering, is my son-in-law going to love my daughter the way I do?
那现在因为我的女儿快要结婚了那么我所担心的呢就是将来我的女婿能不能够像我爱我的女儿一样爱她。
20 years ago, I wasn't afraid of that.
20年以前我根本不担心这事。
The pressures of life change.
生活中的压力也改变了。
We age.
我们变老了。
Our health changes.
我们的身体状况改变了。
Our strength increases or decreases.
我们的力量可能亦或增加也可能减少了。
Our finances can get better or worse.
我们的经济状况可能变好或者变坏了。
We might be fearful because we have children at home.
孩子在家的时候我们可能担心。
We might be fearful because our children are away from home.
现在孩子要离家了也可能让我们感到惧怕。
These are the changes that we go through in life.
这是我们在生活当中要经历的改变。
And we need to recognize that that's true for our spouse.
我们也要知道对我们的配偶这也是同样的。
They change.
他们改变了。
So we can't treat them exactly like we did on the day we were married.
我们也不能像结婚的时候那样来对待他们。
We need to work at continuing to love them.
我们要不断的努力来继续的爱他们。
Even through these changes.
即使有这些改变。
But I also want to remind you that there are things that don't change.
我也要提醒大家还有一些不改变的事。
That will always be the same.
永远一样。
You have sin.
你有罪。
And she has sin.
她也有罪。
You will both always have remaining sin in your hearts.
在我们的心里面都有一些罪存留。
You will always have this battle with sin.
我们都有与罪的征战。
Don't get upset if she's not perfect.
如果她不是完美的，你不要 upset.
Just look in the mirror and see that you're not perfect.
你看看镜子，你也是如此。
Remember that you will always be a man.
你要记得你永远是一个男人。
And she will always be a woman.
她永远是一个女人。
That doesn't change.
这不会改变。
It can't change.
它不可能改变。
It's written in the DNA.
在你的 DNA 里面就是如此。
And no operation or no perspective can change it.
没有一种看法或者没有一种方式能够改变这些。
God made us male and female.
神造男造女。
And in your marriage, that will always be the case.
那么婚姻总是男女之间的婚姻。
And be thankful that you are married to somebody who's different than you.
为着你能够跟一个不同的人结婚，你要感恩。
If nothing else, it'd be boring if we were all the same.
如果我们是一样的话，我们的婚姻何等枯燥。
And our basic roles are always going to be the same.
我们基本的角色也是一样。
God created them male and female.
神造了男，造了女。
And he gave the husband the role of being the head.
丈夫的角色就是一家之主。
And the wife the role of being the helper.
妻子的角色就是助手。
And that doesn't change.
这个也不会改变。
The fundamental responsibilities remain the same.
我们基本的责任是不改变的。
Husbands are to love their wives, Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章告诉我们说, 丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
And ladies are to submit and respect to their, show respect to their husbands, Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章, 妻子要顺服丈夫。
And the tools that God has given us won't change.
神给我们的方式也不改变。
How do we grow in grace?
在恩典中如何的长进?
How do we grow in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
在我们主耶稣基督救主的知识上如何长进?
How do we grow in love?
我们在爱中如何长进?
Our Bibles,
我们的圣经,
prayer,
祷告,
the ministry of the brethren,
弟兄姐妹的服事,
worshiping together,
一同的敬拜,
the grace of God in Christ is still what we need.
神在耶稣基督里的恩典，这一切都是我们所需要的。
And the indwelling of the Spirit is what we need.
并且住在圣灵里面。
I want to address, in the time I have left,
在剩下的时间里面，我所要强调的。
One major aspect of growing, drawing closer together.
我们如果要彼此更加吸引的一个非常重要的方面。
And it's called togetherness.
叫做在一起或者同在。
That sounds pretty obvious, but I want to talk about being together.
听起来呢，非常。 好像非常的明显，但是我还是要讲一讲这件事。
Because the Bible addresses the necessity of being together.
因为圣经里面强调同在的重要性。
I ask you again.
我再次问你们。
Are you drawing closer or are you drifting apart?
你们是互相吸引越来越近呢，还是你们渐行渐远？
Are you working, applying all diligence in your faith to love one another?
你在你们的信心里面，你们有没有努力的使你们可以在爱里面彼此更加的接近？
Now I don't know how this translates into Chinese.
我不知道在中文翻译是什么。
But all my headings in English begin with the same letter.
那么在英文里面呢，我讲到这件事情的时候，头一个字母是一样的。
So I'll let Brother Tom figure out how to do that in Chinese.
我让周刚弟兄试一试怎么翻译。
So the first point under staying, striving to be together and enjoy life together.
那么讲到的第一点就是讲到说我们要努力让我们可以更加的接近的第一点
is sit together.
是呢,坐在一起。
Sit together.
同坐。
In Genesis 1, it says that the husband is to leave and to cleave.
在创世纪第一章讲到说 做丈夫的你们要离开同住。
He is to leave his father and mother and be joined, glued together to his wife.
人要离开父母与妻子联合。
This is what marriage is supposed to be like.
婚姻本当如此。
Now, I make pastoral visits to the people in my church.
那么 牧师，我们教会的牧师有的时候会探访一些家庭。
And it's never a good sign when I come in to speak to a couple.
当我跟夫妻谈话的时候,
and he sits in that chair, and she sits in that chair, and they give me the love seat.
我去看望他们的时候，从来不应当发生的一种情形就是。 丈夫坐在一头，妻子坐在另一头，让我坐在中间那个爱的座位上。
Now it's a simple thing, but they won't even sit next to one another.
虽然是很简单的一件事情，但是你看到他们不肯坐在一起。
The Bible tells us in Psalm 133 and verse 1,
圣经诗篇133篇第一节告诉我们说,
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
看哪,弟兄和睦同居,何等的美,何等的善。
And the Hebrew word dwell there can be translated sit down.
同居这个字在希伯来文中可以翻译成坐,
How pleasant it is for brethren to sit down together, to be together, to spend time together.
弟兄坐在一起, 何等的美,
Peter, in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, exhorts husbands to dwell with their wives.
彼得前书3章第7节讲到说, 做丈夫的要与你们的妻子同住。
I'm afraid for American culture with husbands who are always out traveling away from their wives.
美国有一种文化非常的不好, 就是做丈夫的常常要出差在外面。
Because they say they're married, but they're seldom in the same house together.
虽然他们已经结婚了, 但是他们很少住在一个房子里面。
They are seldom found dwelling together.
很少你会发现他们住在一起。
Brethren, we need to labor to spend time together.
弟兄姐妹,
remember all those distractions and all those diversions.
还记得那些让我们分心的事,
one spouse is running this way, the other spouse is running this way, and they're never together.
一个往这边走,
it's very difficult, if not impossible, to grow in love when you're not together.
当你们不在一起的时候, 在爱里面一同成长是非常非常困难, 即使说不可能的话。
So husbands, stop all your running around and spend some time with your wife.
做丈夫的, 不要再四处奔跑, 你要跟你的妻子在一起。
Sit down with them.
坐下与他们在一起。
Take time to drink tea with them.
花时间和他们一同喝茶。
Or coffee with them.
或者一同喝咖啡,
or coke with them.
或者跟他们一同做饭,
but take time with them. Sit down together.
花时间跟他们在一起, 坐在一起。
There's no automatic downloads for love.
爱这件事情没有自然下载。
There's no app on your phone.
你电话上没有,
for love.
你在电话上没有一个app是让你能够爱的。
If you're going to grow closer, then you need to make it a priority to be together.
如果你们要更加亲近的话, 你必须让你们在一起这件事情成为一个重要的事情。
And here's a wonderful way that the body of Christ can help marriages.
耶稣基督的身体可以来帮助我们的婚姻。
What are you doing to help those brethren that are married have time together?
如何帮助那些已经结婚的弟兄他们有时间跟他们妻子在一起呢?
Maybe it's babysitting for them so they can have a night out.
也许呢你可以帮他们看孩子他们呢就可以晚上一起出去。
Maybe it's organizing some time where you can get together and have them over for dinner together.
也许你可以邀请他们来跟一同吃晚饭。
What are you doing to help them avoid the distractions, exhorting them and encouraging them to spend time together?
如何你能够帮助他们,
I didn't find this on a website somewhere about marriage.
这不是我在一些网站上所发现的关于婚姻的事。
You see, it's right there in the Bible.
而是在圣经里面。
Brethren are to dwell together in unity.
弟兄要和睦同居。
That's where they enjoy the blessing.
这样呢,他们可以一同享受神的祝福。
Husbands are to dwell with their wives.
做丈夫的要与妻子同住。
Sit together.
坐在一起。
Second point.
第二点,
sleep together.
同睡。
In Genesis, where God brings the husband and wife together,
在创世纪当神把男人女人带到一起的时候,
He uses that language, the two shall become one flesh.
他说到二人要成为一体这句话。
And the primary meaning of those words speaks of the marital intimacy or marriage bed.
那这句话的基本的意思是讲到婚姻里面的亲密。
America is overwhelmed with sex.
在美国性已经泛滥了,
but God's the one who made it.
但是就是神所造的,
and He made it that it might be part of a bond between a husband and wife. That it might be part of that which joins them together and holds them together. It's only part of the marriage relationship. But it is a vital part of that relationship. And when I speak of sleeping together, of course it means that marriage bed. But it also speaks of all physical affection. In Song of Solomon, and I would encourage couples to read the Song of Solomon. It is an inspired love poem. It's a love drama. Primarily meant to describe for us human love between a husband and a wife.
这篇诗篇主要是讲的人夫妻之间的彼此相爱。
I know it speaks of, or it is a picture of, Christ's love for His church and the church for Christ. I know that it's used that way.
我知道这里面呢也讲到基督爱教会，教会爱基督这幅图画。
But I teach an Old Testament class.
但是当我教旧约的时候,
I've studied the book for quite a few years.
这卷书我学了好多年,
and that's not the primary meaning.
但这不是这卷书的主要的意义。
That's a beautiful picture, but that's not the primary meaning.
这是一幅美丽的图画, 却不是它主要的意义。
It's a picture of the love between a husband and his wife.
讲到的是夫妻之间的爱。
So read it that way.
要这样来读。
And they're kissing.
他们亲吻。
And they're touching.
他们抚摸,
and they're embracing.
他们拥抱,
there's a lot of physical affection. You almost get the impression he can't get his eyes off of her. She says, "Don't stare at me because I'm dark because of the sun."
以至于他说, 你不要一直看我, 因为我的肤色黝黑, 被太阳晒。
Because he evidently was watching her.
很显然他在看他。
Husbands, watch your wives.
丈夫你要一直看你的妻子。
They've been given to you for that purpose.
神把他给你就是为了如此。
Wives, be taken up with your husbands.
那妻子你要保归你的丈夫。
God has given them to you for that purpose.
神把丈夫给你就是为了这个目的。
Hold hands.
你们要牵手。
You know, the Bible talks about brethren greeting one another.
圣经讲到弟兄要彼此问候。
And you know how it describes it?
怎样如此问候呢？有至少有五次。
It says, "Greet one another with a holy kiss."
要用圣洁的吻彼此问候。
Now I have Greek friends that I actually do kiss the male members of the family.
我有一个希腊的弟兄，他真的就用他去亲吻他家里面的。
Because it's culturally acceptable.
因为在他们的文化里面这是可以接受的。
Those are the only men I kiss.
这是我亲过的唯一的男人。
But that's how they show affection. That's how they greet one another.
但是呢，对他们来讲，这就是他们如何的问候。
Well, if we're to greet one another with a physicality, with a physical touch,
如果呢，我们 彼此问候的时候都要用我们的肢体。
Even if it's just the hearty handshake,
即使握握手,
if that's the way we're to greet the brethren,
如果我们要如此问候弟兄,
how do you greet your husband when he comes home?
那你的丈夫回家的时候, 你怎样问候?
Hi, hon, get to your room.
到你屋里去。
Oh, hi, sweetheart, and out to the garage.
Hi, 我回来了, 我去车库一下。
Get to your hobbies, get to your work.
然后,
Where's the expressions of love?
如果这样的话, 爱的表达在哪里?
I don't care if it embarrasses your children.
如果这样的话, 让你, 我不在意, 如果孩子们看到了这种情形很难为情的话,
if it's done discreetly and within the home, then let your children see that you love one another.
如果你是这样出于真诚的, 那么就让你的孩子在家里面看到这一幅情形好了。Again,
it's right there in the Song of Solomon.
在所罗门的雅歌里面是这样写。
It's right there as part of what marriage is to be, the two being one flesh.
写在这里告诉我们说, 婚姻如何使两人成为一体?
So sleep together.
要同睡。
Third point, stand together.
第三点,要同站。
Defend one another's reputation.
要捍卫彼此的名誉。
Encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Build one another up.
彼此建造。
Honor one another.
彼此尊敬。
Again, 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章,
verse 7.
第七节,
you husbands,
你们做丈夫的,
likewise live with your wives in an understanding way as with a weaker vessel, since she is a woman, and grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life so that your prayers may not be hindered.
也要按情理与她同住, 因他比你软弱，是软弱的器皿，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。You're
married to someone for whom Jesus died.
你所爱的是基督为他死的。So
express due honor to that one.
所以你要敬重他。Speak
well of them in public.
所以在公众场合要对他好好说话。Seek
to lift them up and build them up.
要努力地来建造他们，来高抬他们。
When somebody comes with an accusation,
当有人来责备他的时候,
don't just be silent.
不要静默无声。
Defend your spouse.
要捍卫你的配偶。
Defend their reputation.
要捍卫他的名声。
Now, you may have a conversation when you get home alone about something.
回家之后,你们说自己的事儿,
and you may need to rebuke your spouse for sin.
如果他犯罪了,你可以责备他。
But don't be quick to accept those accusations.
但是呢,你不要太快地就接受那些责备。
And those insults.
以及呢,对他的骚扰。
Stand up for the honor of your spouse.
为你的 配偶的名誉而站立。
Proverbs 12 and verse 4.
箴言第12章第4节。
An excellent wife is the crown of her husband.
才德的妇人是丈夫的冠冕。
You know what a crown is for?
你知道冠冕是做什么用的吗?
It's to show that somebody is royalty.
冠冕是彰显一个人的尊贵。
It's to draw attention that this is somebody important.
是要让人看到这是一个重要的人物。
Wives, this is what you are to be to your husbands.
做妻子的要如此对待丈夫。
Men and women should look at your husband and say, he's a blessed man.
以至于别人看到你丈夫的时候说,这个人实在是蒙福的。
Look at how his wife honors him.
看看他的妻子如何的敬重他。
She's a crown to him.
这个妇人就是他的冠冕。
You know, the world has perverted this.
世界上不是如此。
Men like to have the most beautiful woman on their arm.
男人要找一个最漂亮的女人。
And somehow it makes them feel important because they've got a beautiful woman on their arm.
因为他们挽着一个美丽的女人，使他们显得很重要。
But in the Christian marriage,
但是在基督徒的婚姻里面,
people ought to look at the man and say, he really loves his wife.
人要看到这个人说,他真的爱他的妻子。
She's important to him.
他的妻子对他太重要了。
And he is important to her.
他的丈夫对他也太重要了。
And they are devoted to one another in brotherly love.
所以他们在弟兄的爱当中,他们能够彼此奉献。
They work hard at giving preference to honoring the other.
所以他们能够彼此尊重。
Don't side against your spouse. Don't side with your children against your spouse.
不要当你的孩子跟你的配偶有冲突的时候，不要站在你孩子这边。
Stand with your spouse.
要站在你妻子丈夫这一边。
I know that parents can sin.
我知道做父母的也会犯罪。
Just ask my wife. She's seen me do it many times.
问我的妻子就知道我常常会犯罪。
But don't belittle your spouse in front of your children. Deal with sin, yes.
我们当然要对付罪。
But oftentimes in private first and then in public.
但是常常我们要先在私下里面对付罪，然后再把它公开。
But you should be standing together, honoring one another.
但是你们要站在一起，彼此尊敬。
Building one another up.
要彼此建造。
Fourth point.
第四点。
Sit together.
同坐。
Sleep together.
同睡。
Stand together.
同站。
Serve together.
同服侍。
Find a way that you can labor together for the good of the church, for the glory of Christ.
你们要找到一个找到一点，你们可以彼此服侍，来服侍教会，来荣耀基督。
Four different times in the New Testament.
新约里面有四个地方。
We read of Priscilla and Aquila.
我们讲那里面讲到百居拉和亚基拉。
Acts 18.
使徒行传第十八章
1 Corinthians 16:19
哥林多前书第十六章第十九节
Romans 16:3-5
罗马书第十六章第三到第五节
And 2 Timothy 4:19
提摩太后书四章十九节
And each time it describes them as serving the Apostle Paul
每次都讲到他们服侍使徒保罗
Laboring for the gospel together
他们一同为福音劳苦
Bringing Apollos into the home and instructing them together.
把亚伯罗带到家里面一同来指教他。
They were serving together.
他们一同服侍。
Find those ways to serve in the Church of Christ together.
在基督教会里面找到你们可以一同服侍的点。
Young men.
年轻人。
Single young men.
还没有结婚的年轻人。
Do not be afraid of...or be intimidated by spiritually minded, intelligent women.
不要害怕那些在灵性上面有智慧的女孩子啊，女人。
I know many such women.
我认识很多这样属灵的女子。
And I keep scratching my head and saying, what's wrong with these young men?
啊，我一直真的是不明白这些男孩子到底他们出现了什么问题
And they're intimidated by them.
他们好像很惧怕
By their spirituality.
因为他们灵里面的情形
By their intelligence.
因为他们的智慧
I tell you, young men,
年轻
be grateful for such women.
为这有这样的女子你们要感恩
Find such a woman.
要寻找这样的女孩
Befriend such a woman.
跟她们成为朋友
And seek to marry such a woman.
努力跟她们结婚
And be grateful.
努力把她们追到手里
And be grateful that God has given you such a woman.
为神把这样的女子赐给你们要感恩
At the same time, strive to grow so you can lead such a woman.
同样你们也要努力的是自己长进可以跟她们一同生活。
When you serve together,
你们一同服侍的时候
one key thing,
一件重要的事
don't be jealous of one another.
不要彼此嫉妒。
There are some women who are better speakers than men.
有些女孩她们的口才比男子好。
And so sometimes in small settings, maybe a woman's shout a baby shower.
那么在一些小的场合，比方说在 baby shower 的时候
，you hear your wife's little devotional she's going to give.
那么你当你听到你的妻子分享的时候
，and you think, wow, she's pretty good.
啊，你们说哇
，don't be jealous.
你要欣赏她，不要嫉妒她。
Serve together.
一同服侍。
Fifth.
第五点。
Suffer together.
同受苦。
Life is filled with pain.
生活里面充满了痛苦。
Learn how to get up next to your spouse and experience and understand the pain that they're feeling.
要学习理解明白他你的丈夫或者你的妻子他们所经历的痛苦。
In the body of Christ, when one member suffers, the whole body suffers with it.
在耶稣基督的身体里面，一个肢体受苦，整个身体都受苦。
In the body of Christ, we are to weep with those who weep.
在基督身体里面，我们要与哀哭的人同哭。
If that's true in the church, how much more should it be in a marriage?
如果在教会里面是真实的，那么在我们的婚姻当中又更加的真实。
Maybe you can't understand why your husband is so upset by his time at the office.
也许你没有办法理解为什么你的丈夫在办公室 会这样的让他办公室发生的事情让 让他这样的沮丧。
Or maybe you think it's only a little traffic.
你觉得也不过就是堵了一会儿车。
Why are you so upset?
你为什么这么不开心？
Well, maybe he had other things in mind.
也许他正，也许他就是失去控制。
Maybe he wanted to stop and buy you flowers.
也许呢，他想找一个地方帮你买花。
And because of the traffic, he wasn't able to do it.
因为堵车，他就做不到。
And so his ego is bent and he's frustrated.
所以呢，他就很泄气。
Maybe he got mistreated in the office.
也许在办公室他受到不公正的待遇。
Passed over for a promotion.
也许他没有提升的机会。
And so you're saying no big deal.
人家讲说那有什么了不起？
Well, that male ego is so big.
但是对男人来讲，这件事情很大。
But learn how to get next to him first.
但是你要学会首先啊理解他。
Before you stick another pin in his balloon.
而不是呢，在他的啊雪上加霜，或者伤口上撒盐。
He may think too highly of himself.
也许呢，他对自己看得过高。
He may need to be deflated.
也许他就需要降杯。
But learn how to come alongside so you can do that with sensitivity.
但是呢，你要学习先理解他，你要能够明白他。
Husbands, learn how to bear your wife's burdens.
那么做丈夫的，你要学会来承受你妻子的负担。
You come home from work.
你下班回家。
And you've had a bad day.
你这一天过得不怎么样。
And you say, what'd you do all day?
你问你妻子，你这天干啥了？
She's had a bad day with the kids.
她也许因为他今天也跟孩子处得不好。
Your children
是你的孩子。
Who have your bad habits?
他有你的，他从你遗传了坏的习惯。
Come alongside her.
所以你要理解。
Feel with her.
要跟他享受他的感觉。
These are small things.
这些是小事。
But you build with those small things.
但是你在这些小事上彼此建造。
So that when you have to go to the doctor together,
你们一起去看医生的时候，
and hear the words,
当听到说，
we found a tumor,
你有一个瘤，
you want to be able to share that together,
你们不能彼此隐瞒，
and bear one another's burdens,
你们要彼此担负对方的重担。
If you've not been doing that on a normal basis,
如果你平时不是这样，
you're going to feel really awkward trying to do it then.
那么到那个时候，你在做的时候就觉得很不自然。
Suffer together.
你们要一同受苦。
And then finally speak together.
最后呢，你们要一同同说。
She
你们要说同样的话。
She can't read your mind.
他没有办法读你的心思。
He can't read your mind.
他也没有办法读懂你的心思。
He doesn't know whether you're angry.
他不知道你为什么生气。
Or tired.
是生气了还是疲劳了。
Or whether you're keeping a promise that or keeping a secret that you don't want to let out.
或者呢，是因为他一直有个秘密不想告诉你。
All he sees is silence.
所以你所看到的呢，就是不讲话。
But you need to speak to one another.
但是你们需要讲出来。
Share your hearts with one another.
要把你的心敞开。
Paul says that no one knows the thoughts of a man save the man himself.
保罗说，没有人知道人的心思。
I don't know what you're thinking right now.
不知道你现在想什么。
You might be thinking he's been preaching a half an hour too long.
也许你在想这个讲员已经超时半个小时了。
You might be thinking about your lunch.
也许你在想中午吃什么。
You might be thinking about sin in your own heart.
也许你心里面在犯罪，也许你心里面在。
I don't know what you're thinking. Sin.
也许你心里面在犯罪。
Right? So the fact of the matter is, silence needs to be broken. You need to speak.
那情况就是你要讲话，你不能再沉默下去。
In your marriage, you need to talk to one another.
在你们婚姻里面中，你们要彼此交流。
All kinds of conversation.
各种各样的谈话。
Talk about the weather.
可以谈谈天气。
Talk about politics.
可以谈谈政治。
Even if you disagree.
甚至你们有不同的意见。
Do it lovingly.
以爱的方式。
Do it with a desire to know one another.
你们因着想要彼此了解。
Speak about your responsibilities.
讲一讲你的责任。
Talk about your schedule.
谈论一下你的时间表。
Talk about the decisions and plans that you have.
谈论一下你所做的决定，你的计划。
Talk about theology.
甚至讲谈一谈神学。
Talk about the Bible.
谈一谈圣经。
Talk about your temptations.
讲一讲你所受到的试炼。
Talk about your weaknesses, your struggles, your fears.
讲一讲你的软弱，讲到你的惧怕，讲到你的挣扎。
Talk about your desires and aspirations.
或者呢，你的盼望，或者你的志向。
Well, he or she wouldn't understand.
啊，他当然不明白。
He never understands me.
他从来不理解我。
So make him understand.
那你帮他明白。
Take time to explain it to him.
花时间跟他解释。
Some people, like me,
像我这样的人
you say, how are you doing?
你好不好?
You better have time for an answer.
你最好回答一下。
Because I'm going to answer your question.
我要回答你的问题。
My wife asked me, how's my day?
我太太问我你今天怎么样?
I'm going to tell her everything.
我什么都跟她讲。
When I ask her, how was your day?
当我问她你今天怎么样的时候。
Okay, let's see. Were the children obedient today?
所以我就只好问她孩子今天乖不乖啊?
Better than usual.
比平时好一点。
Okay.
嗯。
To learn to ask the right questions, right? Draw them out. Find out what's deep down inside.
你要知道问什么问题能够使我你的谈话可以深入。
The plan of the heart is deep.
我们的心是深的。
And the wise man knows how to draw it out.
但是呢，有智慧的人知道如何把心里面的东西挖出来。
Learn how to ask questions.
所以你要学习怎样来问问题。
And learn how to be a good communicator.
而且学会知道如何的来交流。
I ask you, are you better at communicating now than you were when you first got married?
那么让我问你，你现在是不是比刚结婚的时候更懂得如何来交流？
Or do you talk less because you assume more?
还是呢，现在你以为知道了，所以你的话就更少了？
You need to grow in your grace.
在恩典当中，在我们需要呢，在交流这件事情上不断的长进。
Well, there's more that could be said.
我们还有更多的话可以说
but my time is up.
但是我时间到了
Brethren, we need to work at our marriages.
弟兄姐妹我们需要在我们的婚姻里面来做工
Sit together, sleep together, stand together, serve together.
同坐同睡同站同服侍
Suffer together and speak together.
一同受苦彼此多多交流
But how are you going to do that?
我们如何去行呢?
You need Christ.
需要基督。
You need Jesus Christ as your perfect example of love.
耶稣基督是我们爱的完美的榜样。
He told the disciples, you are now friends.
他告诉他的门徒说,我是你们的朋友。
As he revealed to them his heart.
当他把他的心向他们彰显的时候。
He's the perfect example of love.
他是爱的完美的榜样。
And of self-denial.
他是自我否定的完美的榜样。
We need Christ as our example.
耶稣基督是我们的榜样。
We need Christ as our source of grace.
耶稣基督成为我们恩典的源泉。
And we need Jesus Christ to forgive us of all of our sins.
耶稣基督来赦免我们一切的罪。
If you are drifting apart,
如果你们渐行渐远了
you need to go to Christ.
你需要回到基督。
Confessing your sin,
承认你的罪
seeking grace,
寻求神的恩典
and following his example.
来跟从他的榜样。
For the glory of King Jesus.
为着主耶稣基督王的荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, be merciful to write your word upon our hearts and to guide and direct us. We plead in Jesus' name.
感谢主把你的恩典的话写在我们的心上让我们可以来跟随你奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.